Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Happy Thursday morning to you. It's 908 on KDXU. It is Mayor Thursday, and we got the big one. We got the mayor of St. George, 107,000 strong.
Should I take the big one?
No. I don't mean that you're a big person. In fact, you look very thin and beautiful today, Mayor.
Thank you, Andy.
I realized actually as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, that could be construed in a bad way.
So you know us ladies. Yeah. We got the big one in here today.
The big one meaning magnitude, not weight or anything like
that.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Michelle. It's good to talk to you. By the way, folks, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Michelle is a five-year
breast cancer survivor,
right? Five years. That's amazing.
5 years this month.
We had Mary Ann Hamilton on earlier this week, and she is 4 years.
Yep.
So
she was diagnosed right after I was, and so... My biggest thing, I made a post about it, and it's not about me. It's just to try and raise awareness. My cancer was only found with a mammogram.
You didn't feel a lump? There was no?
No. My cancer, so there's ductal carcinoma, and there's lobular carcinoma. 10% of women get lobular, and that's what I had. Right. And it doesn't form a lump. Mine was growing in a straight line. And so I would never have been able to detect it on self-exam or a doctor's self, you know.
Couldn't see it?
Couldn't feel it, nothing. And so I had just gone in for a regular mammogram. And they called me the next day and asked me to come in for an ultrasound, which didn't scare me at all because that's happened before. Mm-hmm. And when I went in, the tech was taking forever. And she said, I'm not seeing what they're wanting me to look at. So she said, I'll be back. And then she came in with the radiologist. And he said, on the mammogram, he said, have you ever been injured on your breast? It looks like there's a scar in there. And I said, no, not that I recall. And he said, well, just to be safe, we want to do a biopsy. And I still wasn't too nervous. There's no history in my family at all of breast cancer. And so the hardest part is from the time they tell you you need a biopsy to getting the biopsy because they only do them on Mondays. And so I had to wait like 10 days or something like that.
You had 10 days of imagining the worst.
Right, imagining the worst. Yeah. And so they did the biopsy, and the very next day my doctor called. And I have a female doctor, and she was crying. I'd worked for her for 5 years. And then I knew instantly. And she said, okay, now we start all the steps. But we have an amazing cancer center here.
Yes, we do.
And we were so fortunate to have it. I didn't have to go to Huntsman's. Got all the surgeries, treatments, everything here. I've got a great oncologist. And, they used to say, start a mammogram at 45. Now it's 40. Women are getting breast cancer younger.
Yeah.
And if there is a history in your family, get a mammogram even earlier. I was tested for the BRCA gene. My daughters really wanted to know. But I didn't know that if I tested positive for the BRCA gene, then my sons also had a higher chance of getting prostate cancer.
Really? Oh.
But I was negative for the BRCA gene. But my oldest daughter started her mammogram at 35, her mammograms, just because her doctor said, yeah, your mom's had it. Even though she doesn't have the BRCA gene, let's just stay ahead of it. So women, please do self-checks, you know, when you're in the shower or whatever, if you think anything is suspicious, because if you catch it early,
you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a lady that lived by me that was diagnosed just maybe 6 to 8 months before I was with the same kind of cancer. And there's a drug they want you to be on for 5 to 10 years. And I'm telling you, it is not an easy drug to be on. It makes you feel very old. You hurt, your bones hurt. It makes you gain weight. because it's to block all of your hormones. My hormones were feeding my cancer. And so she refused to take this medication, and it metastasized, and she passed away. Mm-hmm. All because she refused the medication. And so, heck, gaining 20 pounds, 25 pounds, it's worth it in the long run, because no one cares what your weight is if you're in a casket.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So anyway, that's my message. Women, please, please, please. I know way too many women in this area with breast cancer. We have a mastectomy store, which people are like, what? And it's to treat women who have had mastectomies, that have had either a reconstruction or no reconstruction. And when I went in to get fitted for some bras, they told me they are busier than they've ever been before. Wow. And they're seeing women younger and younger with breast cancer. So it's just important to know. My oncologist is Dr. Haslam. He's amazing. And he told me, he was so good, because you're terrified when you get it, you know, and
sure,
you're thinking the worst, and you're not going to be around to watch your grandkids grow up. And he said, hey, your cancer has a whole month of celebration. He said, and truly, because breast cancer, you'll see in October, you'll see like NFL have the pink ribbon on, you'll see commercials, you'll see all this kind of stuff. And he said, we've raised so much money for breast cancer research that we've come so far.
Yeah.
So
my I lost my mother-in-law to breast cancer. It was one of those. She had it, went away for a while, came back, and unfortunately it came back with a vengeance, got in her lymph nodes and all over
right.
her body. And I lost a cousin who had, it must have been what you had, is it lobular? Is that what
you had? Lobular.
Because it did not show up as a lump, and she didn't think anything was wrong for a long time, and when they finally found it, it was too late. Stage four. So
had I been not having mammograms, that same thing would have happened to me.
And she was about 40, by the way.
That's horrible. Yeah. It's just horrible. So, you know, and yes, I'm 5 years cancer free, and Marianne's 4 years, but you always have that when you get sick or you feel something or something's off, you're always like, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it coming back? You know,
true. Yeah.
But I'm just happy to be here.
Well, congratulations on 5 years.
Thank
I don't know
you.
If they give you a pin or a ribbon. They should.
Don't. I just patted myself on the back and said, yay,
well,
five years.
It's definitely a pat worthy.
Yes.
To be 5 years and be healthy and feeling good about life. And, you know, moments happen in your life when you start to think about things like, I'll never see my grandson play football, or I'll never see my granddaughter, you know, do a dance recital when she's 16 or whatever. And they're very sobering moments.
When the doctor called me, I was home alone.
Oh.
And Tony and two of my nephews walked in, and I was just sobbing. And Tony's, I'm trying to listen to the doctor tell me everything I need to do. And Tony's like mouthing, what? And I just mouth back, it's cancer. And my two nephews that were there were so sweet. They said, if you have to have chemo and lose your hair, they both had long hair. They said, we'll shave our head for you. And that made me cry more. And one of those nephews I just lost in August, he passed away at 31. And, but I'll always remember him. He was the first one that came in and just gave me a huge hug and said, I'd shave my head for you. And
that's
I said, I know
awesome.
You would. And, but anyway, so just glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad you're here too, Michelle.
Thank you.
We have obviously a big month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a big week as well. It's a marathon.
It's
week
actually
in St.
a
George.
Big month, Andy. Yeah. Next 2 weeks.
The Huntsman World Senior Games.
We've got Saturday is the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in town already. I was texting Andy on my way here. I didn't take my own advice. I always tell everyone, if there's a lot of traffic, give yourself some extra time. I didn't do that this morning. And, of course, hit every red light on my way here. And I'm like, I'm on my way. But there's already a lot of people here. There's 8,000 runners registered.
Yeah.
The Mayor's Walk starts at 7 a.m. on Saturday. You can register for that online at stgeorgemarathon.com, or tomorrow all day at the Dixie Center is the Marathon Expo. And there's a booth there where you can go and sign up. And the t-shirts are really, they're really nice this year. Or if you don't want to register, just come walk with us. We start in the parking lot at the school district. And it starts at 7 a.m. So you get to watch the sun come up. It's beautiful. And it's just 1 mile. I call it the mayor's stroll. Little kids will run the whole way, you know, because, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'll catch you at the finish line.
Yeah.
But you just walk and talk with people. And then at the very end, the Exchange Club always has delicious scones, a delicious scone breakfast. And then you're there in the park already, and you can watch the finishers as the winners come in.
Right. I'll be there at the finish line live on ESPN Radio, and hopefully you will join me for a little
segment. Yes, I'll come over and see you.
Love to have you. Scones. Okay, very important scone thing. Honey butter or just butter?
Oh, honey butter.
Okay, got to have the honey. Yeah.
And a lot of it.
But you get all sticky, though.
Yeah, I know you get sticky, but it's so worth it.
It is worth it.
Because they're so good.
It is pretty good.
And then the following week is the senior games.
Right. Starting on, I think, next Monday.
Yeah. The opening ceremony is Tuesday night at 7 at the Burns Arena. Is that what they still call it? The Burns Arena on Utah Tech campus. But then you also have the PGA that week.
Wow.
So everyone either shelter in place... Or
this is not a mayor's edict. You don't have to, but she's just recommending.
I'm just saying, if you don't, or give yourself way, way plenty of time, because I'm excited that they're getting the PGA out and I'm in the Black Desert.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem there is there's one way in and one way out.
Yeah,
it's Bluff Street and Snow Canyon Parkway.
Yeah.
And so if you live in those areas, give yourself plenty of time, because they're going to be practicing Wednesday, and they start the practice Wednesday, and then I think...
Is this next Wednesday?
Yes.
Are we that close?
We're that close.
Caught me a little unaware.
Yeah.
Okay. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And then it starts Thursday.
And it starts Thursday, yeah.
And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday, yep.
Yeah. Now, have you moved your private jets so they have somewhere to park?
You know, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Andy, that's a secret that the city has a private jet.
Yeah.
We're joking, people.
I thought it was your personal
one. Oh, my personal one. That's right.
Yeah.
It says, has a big MR on the tail,
yeah.
Like Trump. But we are starting to get some private jets in out there, and we're not full yet, but... Next week will be really, really busy around here.
I seem to recall the last big event we had here. It was Ironman or what it was. Anyway, some of them parked in Vegas and had to take a limo up or whatever from Vegas.
That was it was Super Bowl and Formula One.
Oh, okay.
So
they were parking here and going the other direction.
Yep.
Okay.
Parking here and.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah. Well, they would land, I think, in Vegas and. Dump their celebrities off, and then the pilots would come and stay here until they needed to go back. But we were totally full during both events.
So, I mean, by having these events, you obviously endorse these, having big events here in St. George. Sometimes do you feel like it's too much? Sometimes you go, maybe we ought to, I don't know.
Sometimes I know people get very inconvenienced and they get tired of them. The one thing that keeps me optimistic about having them is they have done the tourism, the state tourism board did a study and shows that your property taxes would increase $1,450 a year if we didn't have these events.
Okay, money talks.
Money talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to pay $1,450 more a year.
$120 a month or something.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And that's just because all of those people are dumping their money here in sales tax, and then they leave. And so, yeah, we are going to be inconvenienced for a couple of weeks.
And by the way, to add to all that, Shane McAfee, my good friend and former recreation director, says also the Fall Brawl pickleball tournament is going on next week. 900 players will be in town to play pickleball. So as if we weren't busy enough, there we go.
Thanks, Shane. We needed that bright note. Yeah, we know how people love their pickleball. The good thing is it is spread out. You know, you've got the PGA clear out in Ivins, pickleball's in Little Valley. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the different events at different places.
Senior games are all around.
They're all around. Softball fields, indoors for basketball, different things. But, that's the one thing that keeps us having the events here is because it just brings in so many people that spend money and then they go home.
Now, I got to ask you, I've heard a couple people say, just wait until, you know, all these golf lovers are watching the golf tournament out there and they see the drone footage of our beautiful red rocks and the lava fields and the cliffs and there are going to be people who are in Iowa or North Carolina or Massachusetts that are going to go, I didn't realize there was such a place as this that existed, and they're going to go, I think I might want to move there.
But don't you think that happened during the World Championship Ironman? The only one that left Kona that we got to host,
right.
And it was televised, and there was drone footage.
Yeah.
You almost had to beat me. Bleep me. Drone footage of the area, and it's gorgeous. It's breathtaking. Yeah.
Well, but then you magnify the audience, you know, the viewing audience of a PGA tournament versus the viewing audience of an Ironman, I'm guessing is 30, 40 times as many people. So there are going to be people that say, I don't know who the mayor is of that town, but I want to live there.
Maybe they'll say, I don't know who the mayor is of Ivins, but I want to live there.
There will be some of that, yes. There will be some of that.
So that's always a risk you take, but we're on the map. People know where St. George is and how beautiful we are.
All right, got a nuts and bolts question from somebody. Texted, they said, when are the dashed lines in the intersection of Mall Drive and 3000 East going to be painted? It's been a few months since this intersection was resurfaced and the lines have not been painted. While other intersections are completed more recently have been painted. Thanks in advance for your assistance with this concern. So we're talking about Mall Drive and 3000 East.
Okay. During the break, I will call Cameron and see when those lines will be painted, when they're scheduled for.
Let's see. Here's another one. Can the mayor also ask the road department to do a better job of marking the bike lanes on Dixie Down? There's a hot spot, huh? We need more markings on both sides. Mayor, the Dixie Downs Drive. I know I wasn't going to bring it up, but since they brought it up, there's a few unhappy people.
There are a few unhappy people. Here's the plus side. It's just paint. So if it ends up not working in the long run, we can always restripe it.
Okay.
But we were getting a lot of complaints and city employees were starting to see it too. You have a crosswalk a crossing guard having to take kids across five lanes of traffic.
That's a big crossing.
That is a huge crossing. And in most places you can have a stoplight like Brigham Road. There's two crossings there with stoplights because it's five lanes. But here you just had your crossing guard. And so let's say somebody is headed south on Dixie Drive and kids are starting to cross and they're on the inside lane and they see it and they stop and they're in a truck and a car's coming up in the outside lane and doesn't see that what they're stopped for. There have been numerous close calls.
Near misses.
And so the engineering department looked at it and they said, this is what we need to do. And it's not all of Dixie Drive. It's just that certain section. So it goes from five lanes to three to five. And we got a lot of flack when we did South Main and turned it to, instead of five lanes, to three. Mm-hmm. And traffic hasn't backed up there. Once people got used to it, it's easier to get in and out of the businesses on the side. But I know neighbors are really upset, but that was the only reason we did it. People thought we did it, because everybody wants to buy bike lanes. No, it was for the crosswalk and it was only for safety there.
Well, you know what amazes me sometimes is people get really vigilant and militant almost about keeping kids safe. And then you do something like this, and they're angry the other direction. They're like, you, why did you do this? I'll keep them, that's not a good reason. Come, you know, so I don't know. It's kind of the shoes on the other foot.
Well, you take your hits, and like we said, we're going to be watching this. We have people watching it, and if we feel like this isn't working, it's backing up traffic, it's too hard, we can always go in and just restripe. That's all we did is paint it. It's not like we, you know.
The thing I was thinking about, I've been in places where they actually have a stoplight for crosswalks.
Yeah.
Now, that might have to be the, I mean, if they're not going to, you know, be able to accept the fact that it went down in lane numbers, there might be a pedestrian stoplight there someday if that's maybe going to have to be the answer if there's a problem.
And paint's a lot cheaper than a stoplight. Yeah. You know, a stoplight, you're looking at $300,000.
Wow.
So that's why we're trying this first and see how it goes.
If you not take your private jet anywhere for a week, you can pay for it. I'm kidding. She doesn't have a private jet.
She has a Kia, okay? I drive a Kia.
We'll get a commercial break in. When we come back, we're going to talk about some exciting stuff happening out at the airport. In fact, if you happen to, this should have been the first one in my opinion, and it was back in the day, but the trip to L.A., St. George to L.A. was off the table for a long time. It's back.
It is back.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. Okay. Right now, let's do weather.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Hey, if you have a question for the mayor, you got two ways you can access us here on the Andy Griffin Show. You can call us at 673-5890. That's area code 435, and then it's 673-5890. Pretty easy. Or if you'd rather text, I've actually gotten quite a few texts already. You can text me at 435-467-5842. That's my personal cell phone, so you'll have it. You can put it in your phone, and anytime you want to send me a nasty text, you're welcome to. But don't. I just got one, Mayor. Let's see. Since the mayor said paint is cheaper, can we do a better job of marking the bike lane? Some of us love the change on Dixie Downs. How about that? That's the first one I've heard saying, yeah, they love it.
I've gotten a few emails about that, too. Good. But I'll mention to our painting crews to
mark the
bike lanes.
I've only driven it once, I think, because my sister lives over there, and I need to visit her more often. Shame on me. But I think I've only been maybe twice, anyway, up that road in the last couple weeks. So,
yeah, we can get that done.
Marathon Saturday. Senior games start Monday. PGA tournament starts, well, they practice Wednesday. It starts on Thursday. That's a week from today. Holy cow. We got the Fall Brawl Pickleball Tournament. Is there anything else? It's breast cancer awareness, but that doesn't affect traffic. But anything else we're forgetting here?
Not that I know of, but you could get a text from somebody else saying we're having
a
massive soccer tournament or
something. There might be. Although I noticed that Utah Tech is playing at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Now,
that's going to be hot.
Given our second summer that we're in right now, that is going to be brutal.
I made a Facebook post yesterday. Did you see it last night? I'm just so over it.
I did see that, actually, yeah.
So
I did see
over
that.
It, saying, does somebody have Mother Nature's phone number? Obviously, she's not menopausal because we need fall.
Yes, we do.
I am done with...
Yes, little hot flashes in St. George.
Yeah, I'm done with 90s. I'm done with the 100s. I would like a nice low 80s would be perfect.
See,
even high 70s.
My older sister is always cold. She's always cold, and she's like, I really like it warm. I mean, it's been nice, but I got to tell you, enough is enough. Even my sister is like, let's bring on the fall weather.
Yeah, we've broken the record way over for triple digits this year, and it's just gross. We're done.
The only positive is in July and August when it's this hot, it stays hot all night long. At least it's cooling down.
It is cooling down at night. You are right. Which is nice. But I'm ready for my air conditioner to be off.
My wife turned on the hot tub the other day. I'm like, what are you doing? Because we have a pool and a hot tub. I said, what are you doing? She said, I want to sit in the warm water. I'm like, it's 100 degrees. You don't need warm water. Just don't get in if you want to be hot. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, all right. It's gross.
Let's talk about the airport a little bit. Okay. So we got the new flight to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I say new because we haven't had it for 4 years. But we used to have a direct flight to L.A. And it was pretty popular, if I recall.
It was popular, and it's
COVID.
Back. Then COVID, then the pilot shortage, which I visited with Chip Childs just a couple of weeks ago, and he said they're getting that resolved. And so we have the tower site all approved. We're hoping that the airport tower is up and running in about 18 months.
That quick? Wow.
Yeah, where it's in the design phase right now. And we're really excited to get that tower. We are planning for the terminal expansion. It's going to double in size. We're going to go from 3 gates to 7 gates, which will add more flights. And we just cut the ribbon for the bistro, where the observation deck used to be upstairs, if you've been at the airport, is now a bar and a restaurant. Not for you to just go eat. You have to have gone through security.
It's through the gates,
yeah. Just like other airports are. But now there will be food if you're waiting, and not just vending machines, but actual food.
Nice.
And so there will be a lot happening at the airport over the next several years.
Crazy. It's just growing. Well, I mean, when you consider what we're going through in the next week or two, that it needs to expand.
Yeah.
We need more.
The last year, we had 300,000 passengers go through the airport.
Wow. I know. And you know what? I've talked to people about this, that they fly out of Vegas. And we got used to flying out of Vegas forever, right?
Uh-huh.
You drive to Vegas and you take a flight. And I had somebody say, well, yeah, but the difference in price is brutal. And I said, well, hold on a second. Let's talk about this, right? I said, how much did you pay to park your car in Las Vegas for 10 days? How much gas did it cost you? How much time? You can't go to Vegas, you know, right before your flight. You have to go 2 or 3 hours early.
Oh, yeah.
Security there is a nightmare. Then you ride a shuttle to your gates. And I mean, it's a tough deal. And I said, how valuable is your time then? You know, the extra, you know, you go round trip, you're talking about an extra 5 or 6 hours of time that you had to spend to be at that airport versus, you know, flying out of St. George. So I said, so between gas and paying for parking, the exorbitant amount of parking that you have to pay for the Las Vegas airport and your time, don't you think it's maybe worth a few $100 more?
Oh, I absolutely do, because especially on coming back from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you're so tired.
So tired, you just want to get home. I want to just get in my car at our airport and drive the few miles to my house instead of have to drive from Vegas.
Yeah.
So to me, it's well worth it. And the parking at our airport is pretty cheap in comparison to Harry Reid.
Yeah,
I still refer to it as McCarran.
Yeah.
But it's right. To the Harry Reid airport.
My brother said, I'll never call it Harry Reid airport. I'm not going to do it.
And then you've got, and if you go to Salt Lake, there's still, I don't know if they're ever going to end construction on the Salt Lake Airport.
I was going to say, it's quite a walk.
You walk to a certain point, and then there's a big sign that says 7 more minutes from that point to keep walking.
Yeah.
So you walk and you walk and you walk and you walk.
And then you get to a certain point and say, okay, get on the bus so we can take your airplane or something.
Yeah, and then if you're running a little late, you're running through that airport. But it's nice to have a small regional airport, but we will be getting more flights, and that's what's exciting. But there are tons of people excited about the LA flight.
You ready to take a phone call real quick?
Sure.
All right. Kay on line one. Hi, Kay. What's up? What's on your mind?
Hi. Yes. Thanks for taking my call. I had two quick questions, and I apologize in advance if this has already been discussed. I really wish I could hear your show more often, but I just had a question about the Bloomington roundabout. Just wondering what the future looks like on that, especially with the Smiths on the exit 2 getting ready to open up and just all the building that's coming in. It's just always been crazy. And what's going to happen with that eventually? Hopefully just have it all reworked or to make it less dangerous. And also my second question, as far as it goes with traffic around here too, St. George, I'm just curious about all of the beautification. It's beautiful here in St. George, all the plantings, but it just seems almost every horizontal surface that's got dirt on it has either got a tree or a big bush or hedges. I'm talking about even the parking lots. And this just seems to get in the way of the traffic as far as I can tell. You kind of look down trying to pull out in traffic, and there's all kinds of hedges and so forth. I understand it's probably hard to keep up with. I'm just wondering if anyone's ever thought maybe going around and pulling up some of these, even, like I said, in parking lots, trying to just kind of get to, and there's a big hedge kind of blocking the view. Anyway, just your thoughts on that. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Kayla. Start with the Bloomington Roundabout.
I hate the Bloomington Roundabout.
Everybody hates it.
But the problem is it's a UDOT road.
Oh, so and you have no say.
So we have nothing to do with that roundabout. But we have begged and begged and begged UDOT. You got to rework this. You got to do something here. I'll bring it up to UDOT again. We meet monthly and say, what's the future of that roundabout?
Yeah.
It's really hard because you've got the semis, and they're going to take up two lanes when they're trying to turn.
They have to.
If I was a semi driver, I would absolutely hate that right there.
Yeah. And it's like, well, get off another exit and go to Bloomington. Well, you actually can't.
No.
I mean, you can, but it's a long way around or whatever.
You could get off at exit 2 and drive clear down, Pioneer.
Yeah,
but
or 10 or 8 and then go over to River Road and that way. But
I totally agree about the roundabout. As far as the beautification, whenever somebody sees like one of the roundabouts in the city, there's, I think we have three, or you're driving and you think that it's city property that's blocking your view, please call and let us know. Our parks department will be out there instantly cutting those back. They work on those medians all the time to make sure that you can see the traffic. If it's in a private parking lot, there's not much we can do about that other than, maybe call the store manager and say, hey, it's really hard to see around this. Can you get somebody to prune this way back? But I think it was on your show a couple months ago, somebody called about the roundabout on the top of Main Street, and it was hard to see. And as soon as I got off the radio, I called our parks director, and they were out trimming it that afternoon, getting it all trimmed way down so people could see. Okay. And on the painting at 3000 East and Mall Drive.
Oh, we got an answer.
I think we have an answer. Cameron Cutler is our public works director, and he said if the text that you got referenced 3000 East and Mall Drive, he just verified that striping is done. He's wondering if maybe they're referencing 3000 East and 200 South.
It says Mall Drive, but maybe they were thinking in the wrong direction or the wrong spot.
Yeah, because he says that striping's done. So,
what about that other spot?
3000 East and 200 South. I think they're still working on it, and as soon as it's done, it will be striped.
Okay, very good. All right, let's take another phone call. Tom on line 2. Hi, Tom. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Good. Hey, talking about Bloomington, and I've talked to the mayor and past mayors, probably three mayors back, about Pioneer Road and Man of War. Now with Smith's coming in, and we have near accidents probably on a daily basis there. You cannot see traffic coming from north to south as you make that left-hand turn from Man of War to Pioneer. And I know there's been numerous T-bones there. And now with Smith's coming in, I think Pioneer Road's even going to get busier. And I just wish that the city would finally do something with that intersection.
There is a light plan to go in there. And my sister lives right on Man of War. So I totally agree with you. If it's like right after work and I'm leaving her house, and I'm trying to turn to go toward the Walmart, so south. Yeah, it's dangerous. It's scary. Sometimes people are on that inside lane, and you can't trust that they're going to turn. You have to you have to wait. So there is a light. I will find out when we have that scheduled, and you know, we have so many lights scheduled per year, or budgeted per year, and I know that Man of War was a light that was coming.
That's awesome. Well, we look forward to it. Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Thank you,
Tom, for calling. Appreciate that. I got to get a commercial break in, Mayor. More with Mayor Michelle Rano after this.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back, 951 on KDXU. Again, if you want to call 673-5890, that's 435 area code, 673-5890, to talk to Mayor Michelle Randall. You were on the phone almost the entire break with Cameron.
Poor, I said to Andy, I should have drugged Cameron in with me today. So as far as the last text we got on...
I don't think I read this one on the air either. No.
Okay, read it.
3000 East widening project is wrapping up in Little Valley. Why didn't they stripe two southbound lanes all the way to the south end of 3000 East? The right lane makes you turn right on Segmiller Drive, and it's down to one lane beyond that point.
So we have to finish the improvements on the east side of the road first.
Okay.
And so that's what they're waiting on. And they are going to look at the bike lanes on Dixie Drive and... he said that they've been painted on Dixie Downs Road.
On that side.
On, yeah.
That side of Sunset.
But was that text specifically Dixie Drive? Because are there bike lanes there? That's scary.
I'm looking here. Let's see. Oh, that was the Mall Drive one. Okay. And then we'll go try this one. Better job of marking the bike lanes on Dixie Downs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Cameron said he was going to go out and look at it again today because I said, I know they're painted, but maybe we need to get them a second coat of paint on there just so they stand out better. So
So I had Danielle Larkin on last month, but I also had her on like a year ago talking about the One Street or the Safe Street project. This Dixie Downs thing has nothing to do with bike lanes and Safe Street.
No.
And all this has to do with trying to protect kids, which
exactly.
I think is pretty admirable. We want our kids to be protected. A crosswalk that crossing five lanes of traffic seems very scary.
It is scary.
So
I wouldn't be as scared if my kids were crossing at a light with a crossing guard there, but to just send them with a crossing guard, and people just don't pay that much attention anymore.
And I had a few years ago, though, I had a crossing guard on the show. The stories that she told, oh my gosh, the near misses and people.
We've had a crossing guard that's been hit 3 times.
Wow. Yeah.
And she stays.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a better me than the kids, what she told me.
Yeah.
So, just people, not only people that don't see them, but people that flaunt it, that purposely, they'll see you, you know, the crossing guard with the stop sign up and they'll just go around them.
I know.
Are people that do that. That amazes me. So.
Or they're on their phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the newest thing, I guess, the phone thing.
Yeah. So many of the accidents we're having right now are people running stoplights, just going through the red light. And it's causing so many accidents. So everyone's in a hurry.
Back to the marathon real quick. We were talking with Shane.
Moore,
not Shane McAfee. Shane Moore last month, and he said they have actually let, is it 500 more than has ever raced before in the race? And so I think it's 4,900 racers in the full marathon, and then a whole bunch more in the half.
Yeah, with the half and the full, there's 8,000 total.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, where the weather's supposed to be so warm, I'm wondering if some people are going to say, I'm not sure I want to run it. When it's that warm, you take a chance. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's still hot. You just never know.
It's true.
It's just true. It's a gamble.
Now, and the kind of ironic thing of it all is the elite runners, the ones that need the weather to be good, they're going to be done by 10 o'clock, and it will be fine until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the ones that maybe are running their first marathon, or maybe you're getting a little bit older, and their race lasts about 4 hours or 5 hours. Those are the ones that are going to feel that brutal heat.
They are. And I know our team has prepared for the weather being hotter. They've got a lot more ice, and they're going to have cool towels and more misters and everything. So they've been watching the weather as well.
You've never run a marathon, right? This marathon?
No.
No, I have not either. How many times, though, Michelle, have you been at the finish line? And this has happened to me. I'm so inspired by what they do.
Oh.
And they come across, and I say to myself, I'm going to run it next year.
So I've never said that.
Oh, okay.
I am inspired by them. I'm like, how do they do that? But it looks so just like it takes everything out of you.
And it does.
And you are pushing your body to the limit. And I guess I'm just too lazy. I love watching them come in. I love cheering for them. I think it's just amazing that people want to do that.
To finish what I was saying about the I'm going to do that next year, then I go running for 2 or 3 days in a row, and I'm like,
forget it.
It's not happening.
Yeah, no.
I'll do the mayor's walk. Actually, I don't even get to do the mayor's walk because I'm on the radio at that point.
Yeah.
But, so the mayor's walk is Saturday morning. Again, what's the best way to get involved with the mayor's walk?
So either go to stgeorgemarathon.com and register,
okay,
or you can go down to the expo Friday, which is tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
all day. There's a big expo in there, and there will be a booth for the mayor's walk. You can go in there and sign up and buy some t-shirts, or if you want to just show up at the parking lot of the school district and walk with us, you're welcome to do that too.
So it's free?
Well, it's...
Unless you want... I mean, you could just walk, right?
You could walk. I'm going to tell you can walk, but we'd like you to sign up and get a t-shirt, and that also gets you free scone breakfast.
Oh, scones.
Yeah.
Honey butter and everything.
Honey butter, lots of honey butter.
Marathon is this side.
And that's why you and I don't run the marathon, because we like all that honey butter.
I wonder if Stockton, you going to run it this year or next year maybe? Or no, he's shaking
he's
his
no
head
too.
Both vigorously. Not going to happen. He's lost a lot of weight, too. Like
he
you.
Has.
So, yeah, between the two of you, it all came onto my belly. But thanks, guys.
It was that long cruise you were on and all the food you could eat.
Have you been to Europe? You've been there, right?
I've been to Germany.
Oh, okay. Germany's beautiful, by
yes,
the way.
It is.
I expected this big, ugly industrial country.
No.
It is so beautiful.
It is so beautiful, and I love that they don't tear down old stuff.
Right.
They just build new on top of old. Yeah. And I love all the cobblestone streets, and mm-hmm, I mean, there's just
beautiful
so
countryside,
it's
the
beautiful.
Castles and
yeah,
and the food.
Yeah,
she wasn't kidding. I went to Europe, and I'm like, this might be the best place. If I could bring Europe like 5 hours closer, I would move there. But,
yeah, it is beautiful.
So, Michelle, thanks for coming on today. I know you have a ton. Is there city council today?
City council tonight at 5.
5 o'clock.
Yes, and I will be going. I'm going to meet with Bloomington Hills Elementary kids after this, which
really?
Is one of the funnest parts of the job.
Yeah.
And just back-to-back meetings until city council. So it'll be a busy day. But everyone, please just be patient next couple of weeks. And just remember that your property taxes stay low because of the inconvenience.
She's not joking when she says, if you don't have to go anywhere, stay home, shelter in place.
Watch a Netflix series. Great time to watch a Netflix
binge
series.
Watch,
yeah, binge.
But also volunteer, of course.
And we thought that they were needing volunteers out at the PGA. They've got them all. So
they got
that's
covered,
great.
Huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. She's Michelle Randall, mayor of St. George City, over 100,000 strong. And by the way, not among the top 100 rattiest cities in America. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Andy.
We'll be back tomorrow. Open lines on Open Line Friday here on the Andy Griffin Show. Thank you so much for listening.